Coming up on this week's show, we have Jean-Scott Angrignon, who discusses the reconnection, and gifted psychic medium Jennifer Fellah. This week's show is a combination of various disciplines. One, the psychic medium realm. We're very blessed to have Jennifer Fellah come on and answer callers' questions. And one of the things I like about her, she comes from a very compassionate place. She comes from a place that is succinct and direct, but also she's careful not to hurt people. She gives very succinct information, but in a very compassionate, loving way. And our other guest came on, we were blessed to have him on last season, season 10, with all his knowledge and information on reconnective healing or the reconnection, Jean-Scott Angrignon. And one of the things I loved about him was his very direct manner as well, and the very direct manner of the reconnection. So, enjoy the show featuring Jean-Scott Angrignon and Jennifer Fellah. And we're back. Thank you so much, John, for joining us this day.
You're welcome.
Right off the top, I have to legally give a disclaimer, so I will, and it's probably rolling over the video as well. Disclaimer. The advice, instruction, and information on alternative wellness techniques given herein is not a substitute for, nor should be mistaken for, conventional medicine. Always seek first the guidance of your healthcare professional before endeavoring to add complementary medicine or alternative wellness to your conventional healthcare regimen. I myself, Dr. Michael Ikey, nor anyone associated with Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, or any other social media, blogs, podcasts, and webcasts that I or Dr. Leike appears on do not necessarily endorse any of the advice given herein. And this being said, what a breathful. I'm so thankful and honored that you're visiting us this day to talk about something I want to say that's near and dear to me. I'm going to share this with our viewers and listeners, and I already shared it with you as well, John. I want to say Jean so much because I'm from Montreal, but and you said it's acceptable to call you Jean-Scott Angrignon, so I may come in and out of calling you John or Jean, for people who are confused out there. But it's something near and dear to me because another practitioner, reconnective healing practitioner, a friend of mine and client some years ago, she lent me a book. And what an exciting book this was, and we do have it here. It's by Dr. Eric Pearl called The Reconnection. And I couldn't put it down. It's the first time I read a book straight through twice. And first in one evening, couldn't forget about it. It's like a light turned on. It was very, very exciting for me. It spoke to me, if you'll pardon that very conventional saying. And she was doing a treatment on me that involved 2 days. It had to be done over 2 days. And I really noticed a difference when I came back to her the second day. She actually did it in my office, which I had upstairs of a metaphysical store on my Reiki table. And It was an amazing experience, and I'm so grateful to her. Sarah, if you're out there, hopefully you're watching or listening, and maybe you even know Jean-Scott, I'm not sure. But I never forgot this experience. Mm-hmm. I wished I owned the book. I forgot about it. I didn't buy it anywhere. I should have, because I was working for years in several metaphysical stores. And fate brought us together a couple of months ago at sort of a wellness get-together, I guess we could call it. and where I met some amazing people, some of whom have already been on the show, and hopefully you'll come back another time to speak more as well, or maybe even demonstrate. I should set up a table and have you do some sort of reconnective energy work on mm-hmm. somebody, preferably myself. In any case, I never forgot the book. I never forgot any of these experiences. And then lo and behold, I meet you, Jean Scott, at this get-together, and there was an immediate connection, if you'll pardon the pun, an immediate kind of a knowing of stuff, and I loved your presentation that you gave. I don't know if you remember doing it even, because it was probably all channeled, but it was both amusing and entertaining at the same time. And it wasn't a huge crowd, but I know that they were positively affected, not just entertained, of course, but educated to whatever degree at that point. And I remember, too, a lady came in. You might remember that she was...
She walked in off the street.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sure that's exactly what she needed, whether she follows up with you or someone else, but she probably needed that information at that time. So I know I'm blabbing on and on. I tend to do that. Now, I'm going to start right off the bat by sharing with you, and those of you out there as well, I have a particular bias, and that's towards Reiki as well. I know I've said amazing things about the reconnection and reconnective healing. However, my first exposure to energy healing was Reiki. It was through a teacher, my Reiki teacher in Montreal. And that wasn't for me. I mean, she was an awesome teacher, as good as she can be based on what was known 15 years ago. But again, information is always being channeled. Information is always coming everybody's way. And we all know a lot more about Reiki since then. And I've written a number of books. I did one of my either master's degrees or PhDs about comparing various forms of energy healing. I'm sorry I did not include the reconnection. I only connected, or rather shared what I knew at the time, which was Qigong healing or Qigong, Q-I or C-H-I, Gong, G-O-N-G, for those of you who are or aren't familiar with that out there. It's thousands and thousands of years old. It's based on animals, and you should research that. Out of that came Qi healing and Qi, playing with Qi, doing all kinds of stuff with that. And really, I believe from my research that Reiki really stems out of that, even though it's a different little bit of a fine tunement, a different kind of energy as well on top of Qi energy, which all of us have. And what intrigued me about the reconnection or reconnective healing energy is it seemed to be a different frequency. And Dr. Eric Pearl, in all his wisdom, spoke or speaks of an energy grid that we are a part of, or the earth is a part of, and connecting to that. Can you share with us a little bit about that so we can understand?
Gladly, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
It's an honor and a pleasure.
I think the first thing I want to talk about is the arrival of reconnective healing on this planet. It happened 25 years ago, this year as a matter of fact, in 1993. Dr. Eric Pearl was a chiropractor in Los Angeles. And suddenly he discovered he could heal people just by waving his hands in the air and sort of playing with what he was, with feelings and sensations he was getting in his hands. He found people in his practice started having these incredible healings, and being a man of science, he didn't just leave it there. He wanted to know what was going on. He did a lot of research, a lot of looking at various other healers to try and get their advice as to what they saw. And his journey with that is very amazing and very humorous and very enlightening. And if you ever get the chance to hear him speak, please do or read his book, The Reconnection. It tells the story. He's a very good writer and a visionary. And but the other thing that started happening when he could suddenly heal people was his clients. Some of his first client this happened with was named Frederick Ponsloff, and Frederick got on his chiropractic table, fell into a trance, and began to channel these sentences. He channeled six sentences to Dr. Pearl. The first sentence was, "We're here to tell you to continue doing what you're doing," which referred to the healing he was doing. The second sentence was, "What you're doing is bringing light and information to the planet." The third sentence was, what you're doing is connecting strands, reconnecting strands, which refers to DNA. And the fourth was, what you're doing is reconnecting strings, which referred to other dimensions. It took a while to put all this together. The fifth sentence was, know that you are a master. And the sixth sentence was, we've come because of your reputation. Now, every time that guy went on the table for chiropractic treatment, he would fall into this trance, another of those six sentences. And that was made Dr. Pearl pay attention. He said, something's going on here. You know, what's happening here, you know? And he began to analyze those sentences, and then it got a bit stranger because about 50 of his other chiropractic clients who didn't know each other without any kind of preemptive knowledge of anything all went on his table and fell into a trance and uttered those same six sentences over a period of about 2 or 3 months. So he knew he had to pay attention. That was a huge attention getter for him. And so the reason I bring that up is because we know that this healing is coming from somewhere else. We don't know exactly where, but it's a gift that we have to work with now. And so the arrival of it was had brought it with some very good information as to how it works, how it brings light and information to you as you get worked on as by a reconnective healer. Dr. Pearl worked with a lot of scientists. He did a lot of scientific research. As a matter of fact, we were just talking about that. One of the books written about him is called Science Confirms Reconnective Healing. It's a compilation of various scientific experiments compiled by Dr. Konstantin Korotkov from Russia. He's a famous energy working sort of doctor who works with energy and energy healing and all sorts of other things. He's very well known in Russia. He works with Olympic athletes. I could go on at length about the experiments they did together and all these miracles that seem to happen with this healing. People have been healed of amazing things. But what they discovered when he worked with Dr. William Tiller, when Dr. Pearl worked with Dr. Tiller, who was a quantum physicist, they began to define what was happening during these miraculous healings. And it turns out that this type of healing takes place in the quantum realm, the quantum entanglement, the quantum soup, you know, where everything is all one, where there's just, as we break ourselves down, that's what we are, is we're just these little dots of energy that float around to the universe. And we connect and communicate with each other. They know those dots communicate with each other all over the place. So as a practitioner, we get into that quantum field. And what Dr. Tiller realized was happening because we could access that quantum field was we were bringing light, energy, and information to the clients on the table. And that would cause their DNA to go into a sense of coherence and order. And evolve, because once that DNA starts resonating to a little higher vibration, that's actually an evolvement of the DNA. So these people on the table were receiving this light, energy, and information, and it was bringing a sense of wholeness to them, and a sense of balance, and a sense of vitality. So vitality, and in four different realms. For instance, people can have psychological healings, they have physical healings, they have emotional healings, they have spiritual healings. And the basic reconnective healing that we do, there's two applications of this healing. There's reconnective healing, which we bring people in for 1 to 3 sessions, that's about all they need. And or else they can go a little bit more and take the more advanced, I won't say more advanced is the wrong word, but the more accelerated version of those frequencies, which is called the reconnection. And that's what you experience, where we, over 2 days, we reconnect the energy grid around the planet, the ley lines of the planet, through the person's acupressure system and out into the ley lines around the universe. So the person is connected to the energy, the more spiritual energy grid. And what that does for people is it helps them evolve faster. And at least it speeds up their evolvement and their accelerates the frequency, those reconnective healing frequencies get accelerated in that process. And for me, when I had that done on me, it was like spiritual steroids is the best way I can describe it, you know?
Now in its 11th season, listen and watch Fridays to my podcast and webcast on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, Spreaker Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Anchor FM, and YouTube.
Let's take a call. Let's take a call and we'll continue. I know you have so much to say and so much to share with our listeners and viewers out there. So let's go to this caller. Hello, caller. How are you today?
Hi, great. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for waiting and for calling in. What is your question for Jennifer and I today?
I've been wishing for a long-term committed relationship, and I keep seeing the Superman symbol. You know, the triangle with the big S in it?
Yes.
So does that have any correlation to a new love for me, or anything?
Let's pass this over to Jennifer, and I'll pick a soul oracle card in the meantime as well for you. Jennifer, she keeps seeing a Superman S.
Well, just the way that I do things, I'm an angelic medium, and I speak and talk to the archangels that I choose to talk to, and so I'm going to ask them what that means. Just a slight pause here. I keep getting September. Did you talk to somebody or meet somebody in September?
I talked to this one gentleman again in September.
Okay, that's significant. Now, this S of the Superman means two things here. You're looking for your Superman, and in your mind, Superman would be a very strong person, but very kind and very good, and someone to come into your life and be your hero, really. And it also... I'm really getting a strong September vibe. So you might want to revisit somebody you're talked to or met in September.
Yes, if I may interject at this point, Jennifer, for you caller as well, and this is probably why Jennifer picked up on September, what I'm getting as well is that planetary conditions started in September to be more favorable as far as love is concerned and emotions and sharing. So that's probably what's going on right now. And even our caller, who's quite sensitive, I'm picking up on, probably clued in around September or so, feeling more emotions, feeling the need more to share a little bit. And this person who's on the peripheral, if you will, and I can speak of this because men are my species, it's who and what I am, we're generally clueless. And we may have gold, if you'll pardon the pun and the expression, sitting in our lap and not know it. Or we may be distracted by others or by work, as we men tend to be, generally. I know it's not fair to generalize about men or women, but speaking as a man, I can say oftentimes we don't see what's right there and all the goodness that is there. So caller, I selected a card for you from my soul oracle cards. I've created them from the spiritual laws of the universe. They're based on that. And I picked number 49 randomly, supposedly randomly, and it's the law of acceptance. And I'm going to read the affirmation, and we can do a little bit of an affirmative prayer, if you will. So, caller, I'm going to ask that you sit comfortably with your back straight and feet planted firmly on the ground. And gently closing our eyes, let's gaze upward towards our brow or third eye area. And also, let's become aware of our heart or soul chakra area as well. We take the sacred breath in, releasing with the sound. Right here and right now, we sit in the light, in the joy, in the higher intelligence, wisdom, and creativity of who and what we truly are. Right here and right now, we become aware of a light and a secondary light growing stronger, brighter. And these two lights can be any color we choose. And as they grow brighter, warmer, and larger, they seem to meld together, filling our entire upper torso as if we were a hollow, extending now beyond our physical body, to the left of us and to the right of us, before us and behind us, out through the top of our head, and down and out through the soles of our feet ad infinitum. In the safety, in the security, in the warmth of this knowing, of this being of ultimate highest intelligence, we sit and we accept prosperity. We accept love. We accept abundance, knowing that it is already ours in the mind of the universe. We are prosperity. We are love. We are abundance, and we deserve it. And we exude it, and it comes back to us multiplied. We release this knowing of prosperity, love, and abundance this day, knowing that it is already ours in the mind of the universe. We give thanks for this knowing. We let it be so. And so it is. And so it is. Amen. 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 Let's take the sacred breath in again. Releasing with the sound. I want to thank you so much, caller, for tapping into us this day. So Jennifer, I'd like to speak further about your business. And I was really excited. I think it was you who contacted me on Facebook or somewhere about your beaconoflightradio.com. And that was a very, very exciting, very, very exciting and good feeling website, featuring dozens, if not more, psychics, intuitive counselors, if you will, people who speak of prosperity and abundance. And you gave me a very, very generous offer to come on. So hopefully I will take the time, I will have the time to do that. But could you share for our listeners and our viewers a little bit more about beaconoflightradio.com, why people should listen, and the great variety of people that are on there?
Yes, wonderful. Beacon of Light Radio was started by my friend and I, Charity Mitten. We co-own it together, and it's an entire radio station. We have an app for easy listening. We have a website with unlimited pages, and we have many, many wonderful, experienced, spiritual, metaphysical people, holistic healing, that have joined us to be beacons of light. And they are radio show hosts. We give them the freedom to talk any way they like and teach anything they like. And we really have a lot of capability of doing many, many things, workshops, all kinds of things through the radio station. We've had a lot of success with it, and people love it. And, you know, it's our goal to find beacons of light who have something positive to enlighten people on, or to help people with, and to share their journeys, their talents with others in order to lift them up, being beacons of light. And so that we really have a lot of fun over there. We stream 24/7, and we do have live shows at certain times during each day and night, and the rest of the time we play our archives, and we have pages and groups on Facebook. We're just having a great time.
Yes, it sounds like it. It sounds like it's a great service and a great feeling thing as well. We've gotten a couple of tweets, which maybe we can address. We'll go with VG. VG tweets, "How can I get my ex-girlfriend back? We're on opposite coasts, and she recently got engaged. Is there any hope for us? Jennifer," and then I'll pick a card for VG.
Okay, sorry, hon, no. The problem here is that you have to let go. And, you know, starting new with something is very scary. And the ex-girlfriend, you know, because things broke up in such a way where you didn't feel the right kind of closure, you kind of got this attachment, like maybe I could do one more thing and I can get back to where I was. But this is really more about you and your life and moving forward than it is about getting back together with this person. Because the fact of the matter is, if you get back together with this person, you're going to have the same problem and you're going to be running in the same circle. So you really need to take a deep look inside. It's not so much the person that you love. It was the place that you were at the time when you were together. And you really need to let go of that and to understand that that will come again. You're only going to be single for 3 more months. And then you're going to be in a committed relationship, and it will not be with her. So
excellent.
I would take this time to really do an emotional cleansing and just allow yourself to start from zero and
perfect,
build from there.
Perfect. I selected another card from my Soul Oracle card deck. They're based on the spiritual laws of the universe. This one is number 27, the law of no-thingness. And I'm going to, for VG, hopefully they're listening because they tweeted, we'll do together meditative treatment or affirmative prayer treatment. So I'm going to ask, in fact, everyone out there who's within listening and viewing distance to sit very, very still with your back straight to facilitate the flow of Kundalini energy up our spine and gently closing our eyes, gazing in upon the brow or third eye area. And also becoming aware of the heart or soul chakra. We take the sacred breath in, releasing with the sound. We become aware now of two great lights within our upper torso area. And these two lights grow ever stronger, ever brighter, ever warmer, larger, warmer. We notice our breathing becomes more relaxed as we breathe into these two warm, embracing lights. And these two lights now melt into one. And this great light is peace. This great light is love. This great light is joy, harmony, creativity, higher intelligence and wisdom. We are bathed from within and from without within this light. We unify with this light. We acknowledge the greatness of this light of which we are a part of, yet is a part of us. And in this warmth, in this security, in this greatness, this cradle in which we lean back and reside in, we affirm and we declare that whenever a crisis arises, we will simply stop and take the sacred breath in, releasing it. This crisis will be as a trigger for us to simply stop and to sit, to feel the calm and wholeness, to know who and what we truly are, a perfect manifestation of perfection itself. We cannot have not, and will never make a mistake or misstep. There are no mistakes. Only learning. There are no mistakes, only getting one or 10 steps closer to healing, to solidifying, to knowing oneness with who and what we truly are. And we give thanks for this knowing, for this warmth and this truth of who and what we really are. And we release this word, knowing that it shall, can, will return to us, multiplied, never void. This knowing, this light, this truth, of higher awareness, of love, infinite joy and peace is ours. And we are it this day. And we give thanks. We let it be so. And so it is. And so it is. Amen, amen, amen. Let's take the sacred breath in, releasing with a sound.
Expand your consciousness and awareness with Dr. Michael's more than 40 paperback books of a self-help, mystical, new thought, and metaphysical nature available from Amazon. Thanks so much for joining us this week. Peace and richest blessings.